So Tu B'Av and Shabbos Nachamu. Let's explore that a little bit, the Mitzvah Shem. The whole inyan of Tu B'Av is a very big pella. And we're very good at making Yomim Tovim, which have Cheftzas Shal Mitzvahs to attach themselves to make it meaningful.
Recording in progress.
Like Sukkis, take a lulav, take a sukkah, Rosh Hashanah, we take a shofar, Chanukah with a ner, and Purim, a Megillah, etc. Tu B'Av is a very difficult yontif to get into because it would appear like a regular day of the week. This year it happens to fall out on Shabbos, which doesn't make the task any easier, but Tu B'Av is certainly a very difficult, if we can even call it a yontif, to connect to. What makes this even more difficult, strange even, is the statement that the Gemara makes, the Mishnah makes, regarding Tu B'Av. Amar Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, I'm sure you're all familiar with this, B'nai Torah, at the end of Maseches Tainis, L'hayu yomim tovim le'Yisrael k'chamisha asar b'av v'chayim ha-kippurim. There have not been Yomim Tovim on the Jewish calendars, like that of Chamisha Asar B'Tavos, Chamisha Asar B'Av, and Yom HaKippurim. How can it be equated with Yom Kippur? If you walk down the streets of Israel, it's like you can stop any Chiloni Jew, and you'll say, do you know Yom Kippur? I say, of course, Yom Kippur. V'vadai, of course, I need some by Yom Kippur. They all fast Yom Kippur, they don't know what Yom Kippur is. But if you ask them, do you know what Tu B'Av is? So 90 to 99% of the Chevra in Eretz Yisrael, of the unaffiliated Yidden, secular Jews, they would not know what Tu B'Av is. How can we make a statement like this, the Mishnah, equating Yom Kippur with Chamisha Asar B'Av? And it gets even more challenging, because the Gemara goes ahead and it gives six different reasons. After the Gemara questions, Chamisha Asar B'Av, Maihi, what is this? So the Gemara gives six reasons explaining the Yom Tov, the Simcha of Tu B'Av, and one after the next seems like the reason is unacceptable. The Gemara says in its first answer that it's the day that the Shvatim were allowed to intermarry with each other. That's the reason behind the Yom Tov. And then the Gemara gives another reason that really because of the Maisa with Pelegish Begiva, in the days of the Navi, so the tribe of Binyamin was excommunicated, they weren't allowed to marry with the other Shvatim, and that was the day that ban was lifted. And then the Gemara says this is the day, really, that those who perished in the Midbar, that they died because of the Meraglim, so that came to an end. And then the Gemara says, no, a different answer, that the Avodah Zarah, which Yeravam ben Avad placed on the road, which did not allow the Jews to come to Yerushalayim, to the Beis HaMikdash for Aliyah LeRegel, Hoshea came and he removed them. No. This is the day that Harugi Beitar were allowed to be buried, or, the best one out of them all, is this is the day that we can no longer chop wood to be used on the Mizbeach because we are afraid of the Tailam, that there would be worms in the wood. Each reason is independent of each other. As if to say, if you're wondering, Pshat in the Mishnah, that there haven't been such days in the Jewish calendar like Tu B'Av and Yom Kippur, so this is the reasons why. Six separate reasons. And each one, I don't know about you, but going through the list, after hearing each one, I hear it and I say, no. Shake my head. I say, no, this can't be right. No, this, no, can't be right. Now we have a klal in learning Nigla V'Nister, that whenever the Gemara gives many answers to a question, it means that there's something going on. There's something which is being disguised. There's something hidden. And the reason why it's set up this way is so that we should nod our head, shake our head, and to say, no. And to come to deeper conclusions and try and understand it in a deeper way. Because Tu B'Av must be a very deep-rooted yontif if on the surface we're seeing statements in Chazal one after the next which seem to not add up. let's try to understand Mitzvah Hashem. The Yomim Tovim, which we have in the Torah, they all celebrate a nes, a gift, something which is worth celebrating. Pesach, the redemption, our freedom, what it means to be an Am, to receive a mitzvah, Mila, Korban Pesach, and Kiddush HaChodesh. It doesn't need explanation why Pesach should be a Yontev, nor would Shavuos need an explanation. The purpose of creation was fulfilled. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave his Torah to Klal Yisrael. Sukkos, also associated with Yetzias Mitzrayim, the whole Hanhaga in the Midbar, Lamalu Min HaTeva, Tavanani HaKavod, to have Man, Bechule, everything associated with the travels in the Midbar, Lamalu Min HaTeva. Makes sense. There's a Yashrus. We understand why these are Yomim Tovim which are worth celebrating. Sometimes in life there are things which happen to us, most of the time unbeknownst to us, which, had we known about them, we may celebrate it. But usually it goes unnoticed, and we'll never know. For example, let's say we were crossing the street to cross Woodward Boulevard over here. Do it multiple times a day. It's part of the routine. Yet, there are things which happen when you're leaving work, leaving the Beis Medrash, leaving the home. Again, this is just an example, where you get caught up in something and you were supposed to be there 2 minutes earlier, now you're going to be 2 minutes late, 5 minutes late, whatever it is. And you got to your car, you crossed the street, and it seems like it was just a regular Tuesday. But what you'll never know is that had you left 2 minutes earlier, like you planned, so at that time there was going to be a car accident exactly at the place which you were walking. But that's something which you'll never know. You'll never know how it was that the Eibishter, he created a nes, and the Ashkacha had it that this should happen, which you threw your hands up in the air and you said, ah, I just wasted 2-3 minutes of my time. Could have been learning then. Had you known about it, you would have celebrated it. You probably couldn't have made a Shachianu on it, nor a Goimel on it, but you would have been thrilled and so appreciative to the Rabbanu Shalom that what happened. And of course, these stories emerge when the catastrophes happen in the world. Not so long ago in Surfside, this person was supposed to be in the building and he wasn't, or he had just left in time, or by 9/11, all the stories, books have been written about it, about the Hashgacha Pratis which took place. I was supposed to come to the office that morning, but something happened at home, couldn't make the train, I missed the train, and that's why I wasn't there. A person will make a Suda Soda. In his personal life, it will go down as a Yontif. But these are not like the Yomim Tovim of the Torah, because the Yomim Tovim of the Torah are ones where we celebrate an event which happened, which was very clear, which was dynamic, which propelled us to new heights, which we could say about it. We see the Yad Hashem, and we walked away different than the way which we were before. Those are the Yomim Tovim of Moshe Rabbeinu and the Torah Shebichsav. When we go back to our list and we take a look at the things which Tu B'Av celebrate, we see a theme. We see a theme where a different type of a Yontav is being developed, a different perspective of how to celebrate. Gemara tells us, going back to the list, Tu B'Av is the day that the Shvatim were allowed to intermarry. Because the first generation which came into Eretz Yisrael, they were not allowed to. So is that something which we gained, which we benefited from? Or was that almost like there was a wound And now the wound was healed. When we came into Eretz Yisrael, halavai, that we should have been able to intermarry with each other. That would have brought tremendous achdus within Klal Yisrael. But it wasn't allowed to happen yet, for whatever reason, probably because we needed to establish the yichidius, the independence, the individuality of each shevet. When we first came into Eretz Yisrael, to solidify what it means to be God, what it means to be Shimon, what it means to be Yosef, and then to bring Klal Yisrael together. That a person has to be margish his pratius before he makes a klal out of that prat. But halavai, halavai, that the shvatim should have been able to intermarry right away. Yoyim shehutru, it shouldn't have been usr. Halavai, and the second reason that there shouldn't have been a pilagish begiva, that Shevet Shimon should never have been excommunicated. Halavai. Halavai, there would never have been the Chet Maragdim, that Bnei Yisrael should cry B'chiyah Shel Chinam, that they should have to die tens of thousands each year on Tisha B'Av, that the Gzeirah should have to be repelled. Halavai would never have happened in the first place. Halavai that the ones who were killed in Beitar should never have been massacred, that they should need a kfur. Halavai Yeravim bin Avad should have ever placed the Vodazar on the roads to the Beis HaMikdash. Halavai that we shouldn't have to stop cutting wood for the Mizbeach. Each one is halavai. This concept of halavai, which we're seeing the theme develop on Tu B'Av, connects, of course, to Shabbos Nachamu and to the whole concept of Nechama. We make Shabbos Nachamu into some type of a yontiv. It's a very special Shabbos of the year. But Rabbi Yisai, come on. Halavai, there shouldn't have been a churban. Halavai, there shouldn't have been sinas chinam for the second Beis HaMikdash. Halavai, there shouldn't have been the Gimel Averis Chamuras by the first Beis HaMikdash. Nachamu was something to celebrate. We celebrate the Nechama. But it's a different type of a yontif. It's coming from a different place. One way to say it is, there are the yontifs which we know and we understand, we have a yediyah in them. And then there's the yontifs which we don't have a yediyah in them. We can't really understand or explain the simcha of a nechama. When we come to be Menachem and Avil, so we don't come in with big smiles on our faces, and we don't sing Ashreinu Matayv Chalkeinu. That's not the nature of a nechama. But this is what brings Shabbos Nachamu and Tu B'Av together. It's a different perspective. It's a halavai perspective. It could be medayik this into the lashon of the Gemara, the lashon of the Mishnah. If you go back to the Lashon, just like you have to be medayik in Niglis in learning and how to read a Rashi, how to read a Tosfos, how to read a Rajba, the very careful way that Chazal present, or the Rishonim and Achronim present their thoughts. So the Lashon of the Mishnah too was, Lo hayu yamim tovim liYisrael, Chamisha Asar B'Av and Yom HaKippurim. There were not yontivs like this. There were not lantivs like this. Listen very carefully. There were not yontivs like this. Like Yom Kippur and Tu B'Av. Lo hayu yamim tovim liYisrael. This is not a yontiv liYisrael. This is not a yontiv which you could point and you could say, aha, I understand this yontiv. We gained something gewaldic from this. There's a very hidden, something which did not happen. Because there was a loy hayu, when something should not have happened, when something did not happen, the fact that that's something to celebrate, that's a chiddush of Tu B'Av. And that's really where Tu B'Av and Yom HaKippurim meet. Because Yom Kippur, there's no din simcha, adarabah, there's an inoy on Yom Kippur. Yet the Mishnah says, lo hayu yamim tovim liYisrael. And the Gemara takes it for granted. It says, Yom Kippur, I understand. It's a Yom Slichu Mechila V'Chapar L'Yisrael. It's the day of the second Luchos. But Rabbi Sai, what do you mean it's a day of Simcha because Slicha Mechila Kapara? Halavai, there shouldn't have been Slicha Mechila Kapara. That means to say that we're acknowledging that we've messed up so many times throughout the year, and because of Yom Kippur, we celebrate Yom Slicha Mechila Kapara. HaKadosh Baruch Hu can turn the table and say, what do you mean? Why is this Yontif? Halavai, you shouldn't have done any averes. Why do I need a day like this? And even the Luchos Shnios. Why are you celebrating Luchos Shnios? The only reason why there's Luchos Shnios is because there was a breaking of the Luchos Rishonos, which took place in Shavuos HaBetamos. So halavai, shouldn't have been a Luchos Shnios. But there's Lehoyu Yom Yontavim LeYisrael. There's a different perspective called Lehoyu. Tu B'Av, unlike the other Yomim Tovim, is not in the Torah, of course. And it's a remez to the fact that in the times of the Geula, there will certainly be more Yomim Tovim. The Yomim Tovim which we have today, which are listed in the Torah, are all Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim, but like the Gemara says in Brachos, that in the times of Mashiach, Yetzias Mitzrayim will become Tafel. And then the Geula Ha'asid will become Iker. And that means that we'll be able to retouch all the Yomim Tovim, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot, of course, in a way that it's in line with the Geula Ha'asid. But there will be more Yomim Tovim. And really, Tu B'Av is like, you could say, it's the first Yontif to come onto the scene. There's a shimmer of the Geula Ha'asid and Tu B'Av, which will bring out new Yomim Tovim to celebrate the Geula Ha'asida. But one of the recognitions, the Hakaras, which will take place in the Geula Ha'asida, Hashem's Achdus and the Hashgacha Pratis throughout the Galus, was that there were so many opportunities which we never knew, that we would say about them had we known that there was, this deserved the Yontif. We were crossing the street, like we had said before, 2 minutes earlier, that would have been the end of it. There's so many unknowns to us. We're so short-sighted. The Lo Hayu Yomim Tovim LeYisrael means that Hashem has so much to show us. And when He reveals to us all the things which happened in our personal lives and as a klal, so many Yomim Tovim will come onto the scene, which if not for that, we would never know about it. You know, the Svarim say, on the Pasuk which we say in Halal, Hallelu es Hashem kol goyim shavachu kol ha'umim. We're pleading, we're entreating the goyim of the world to sing a hallel. Hallelu es Hashem kol goyim. In the middle of our hallel, we're asking them to sing a hallel. The Mefarshim explain, the reason why we're doing so is because the goyim know better than we know all the things that they tried to plot against us and how many times Hashem foiled their plots. So they're going to come in to say, we tried to do this and we tried to do this, we tried to bomb this corner, we tried to blow up these towers, these tunnels. So the Goyim are going to say, we tried to do this and we're going to make a halal out of that. We're going to make Yom Tovs out of that. And the reason why, although you could say Yom Kippur is a Yom Tov and Chamisha Asar Be'av is a Yom Tov, it's not a Yom Tov which has a halal. But the reason why is because that halal is in the making. It's going to require the participation of the Gayim. Halalu es Hashem kol Gayim shavchul kol ki gavar alinu chasdai. Even more chesed than what we realized. With their hishtatvas, with their coming in, we're going to be able to create new yomtivs. And those yomtivs, which we already see them, they're going to have their own halal, a different type of a halal. And clearly, Shavuos HaBetam, Chamisha Asar Be'av, is one of those days. But you could see very clearly that Tisha B'Av, which is the 9th of Av, and Chamisha Asar B'Av, which is the 15th of Av, there are 7 days between those 2 days. And like Pesach, which is a 7-day Yontif, anybody with eyes can see clearly that the 9th of Av will be the beginning of a Yontif, and Chamisha Asar B'Av will be the end of the Yontif. That these 7 days will be a Yontif, and the middle days will be like a Chol HaMoed. And really the two go together. Because when we make a yantiv out of Tisha B'Av, which we know we will, because we don't even say Tachanun on Tisha B'Av because Chazal say it's called a Moed. So already the aura of the Moed is beginning to shine. And Chazal explained that there is something to celebrate on Tisha B'Av. Hashem Yisparach wanted to take out his wrath on the Jewish people, but instead he took it out of the Beis HaMikdash and he destroyed that instead. Halavai! It was a huge Hatzalah for Klal Yisrael that Hashem chose B'nai Yisrael, so to speak, over the Beis HaMikdash. But Chamisha Asa B'Av is the last day of the Yontav and complements Tisha B'Av because it's really part of a different type of a celebration. It's a celebration of the unknown. It's a celebration of the Lahayu Yisrael. So we could say the following thought and conclusion. That what Nachamu represents and Chamisha Asa B'Av represents is an inyan of Halavai. It's an inyan of had it not happened, it would have been better. But now that it happened, there's something to celebrate. That's why these words which we've been focusing on, Layhayu, is very significant. Because you could say that the Yamim Tovim of the Torah are all associated with Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was like the Panim. He's like the revealed, the concrete, where we can accept and understand very clearly the reasons why it's a yantiv. Like Chazal say, Pnei Moshe Kachama, the face of Moshe is like the Chama. He's like the shine of the sun, which allows things to be seen very clearly. But the Achor, the backside, that which is not clear, the hidden, is the realm of Eliyahu HaNavi. The role of Eliyahu HaNavi is to reveal hidden things. He's the one who reveals Sisrei Torah. He's the one who reveals the secrets of Torah to Tzaddikim. Everything which is unknown, which we don't have eyes to see, we count on Eliyahu HaNavi as the one who's able to do it for us. What's Hashem doing now? We find in the Gemara many times. What is Hashem doing? Why can't you see yourself? Because I don't have the eyes to see hidden things, but Eliyahu HaNavi sees hidden things. That's why the halacha is, the Gemara in Bava Metzia tells us, that if we have an Aveda, which has been found, and we don't know who to return it to, the Gemara says, you can't keep it. It has a simen. It has to be put away until the Anavi comes. Eliyahu is the one who is able to reveal the secrets, the unknown. So we could say about these Yamim Tayyivim of La'asalavo, as we know, Mashiach and Eliyahu Hanavi together will usher in that time period in Mitzvah Shem soon. That these are Yamim Tayyivim, which are not like Moshe's in the Torah. These are Eliyahu Hanavi's Yamtivs. And that's why if you take those words of the Mishnah, B'derech Remez, Yehei Lohayu Yamim Tayyivim LeYisrael. Lohayu, if you rearrange the letters, spells Eliyahu. But the word which we said many times, now you're going to see L'mafreya, this is part of the shir, is that all these yomtivs are L'mafreya. But L'mafreya, there was another word which we kept saying over and over again. What word was that? Anybody? If you had to call this shir a name, what would you call it?
The hidden holidays. Halavai.
Halavai. Also the Elios, Osios Eliyahu. The same letters of Loihayu. Loihayu, Eliyahu, Halavai, it shouldn't have been that way. But Eliyahu knows how to make a yontav out of Halavai. And that's Yehei Munach HaShavu Eliyahu. Munach is also the letters what?
Nachamu.
Yehei Munach. You don't want to understand the yontav of a Nechama? Halavai, there shouldn't have been a Nechama. This is the special territory of Eliyahu Navi. Yehei Munach. We have a lot of unanswered questions. There's a lot of tekus. V'tishbi yitaris kushyos v'ibayas. And Hashem, we should be zeicha that with Shabbos Nachamu and Tuba of Kor signing this year together as one, we should be zeicha to see an answer to all the halavais, the ultimate nechama of, with the coming of Mashiach Tzidkenu, Eliyahu Navi, b'mehar v'meinu, amen.
Amen.